We Energies has been negotiating with several wind power companies to build turbines that would generate as much as 200 megawatts of power. That's four times the current wind output in the state. The company won't release specifics yet on where the wind farms will be or who will build them, but the project may include 55 turbines in Shawnee County. Concerned residents are worried about the noise and safety of the huge wind towers. They've convinced the county board to approve a 12-month moratorium on wind turbines until local regulations can be drawn up. UW County Extension agent Jim Resick says opponents of the wind farm are worried the plan will harm their rural lifestyle.
The problem they're going to have in these towns now is how do you preserve a rural character while entertaining notions such as a wind farm? These are things that could be supportive of agriculture and rural residential lifestyles, but as it's proposed now, people are not so sure.
Over the last 2 years, a citizens group with similar concerns successfully blocked a 28-turbine wind farm near West Bend. But wind energy advocates say the clean energy wind farms produce outweighs most of the downsides of such projects. Farmers in Iowa County, west of Madison, have welcomed the extra revenue a wind farm built there brought them. A new law passed this month could make wind farms more attractive to rural communities. It provides payments of $1,000 per megawatt from a state fund to communities that agree to host them. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.